This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will come to an end this evening. Political heavyweights are on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for the party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties will hold roadshow and public meetings today. Senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh will address public meetings in Basti and Lucknow today. Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a roadshow in favour of party candidate Smriti Irani in Amethi. Mr. Shah will also address political rally in Banda and Jhansi, while Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address a political gathering in Shravasti, Faizabad, Sultanpur and Ambedkar Nagar. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will campaign in Barabanki Lok Sabha seat. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati is scheduled to address a public gathering in Basti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address 2 rallies in Haryana today in favour of BJP candidates. He will address a rally at Ambala and at Gohana in Sonipat this afternoon. Mrs. Banto Kataria, wife of former Union Minister Ratan Lal Kataria, is BJP candidate from Ambala, while Mohanlal Baroli is contesting from Sonipat. The polling in Haryana will be held on the 25th of May. Prime Minister will address an election rally at Gondha in the national capital this evening, while Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will kick-start the election campaign in Delhi from today. India Today advised students in Kyrgyzstan's Bishkek to stay indoors following the reports of mob violence targeting international students. Assuring the welfare of Indian students in Bishkek, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said the situation has been monitored and it is reportedly calm now. He advised the students to stay in regular touch with the embassy. The Embassy of India in Kyrgyzstan released 24/7 emergency contact number 055-571-0041 for students. Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra met with UK's Permanent Undersecretary at the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, Sir Philip Barton, for the 16th round of Foreign Office consultations. The meeting took place during Mr. Quatra's 2-day visit to United Kingdom on Thursday and Friday. Both sides discussed the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global issues of mutual interest. They also undertook a detailed review of the Roadmap 2030. Welcoming good progress across all pillars, they underscored the interest to raise the level of ambition and agreed to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. The areas of bilateral cooperation include trade and economic, defence and security, science and technology, and climate change, among others. During the visit, Mr. Quatra also held meetings with various officers, including MOS Foreign Office, Lord Tariq Ahmed, MOS Defence Procurement, James Cartledge, and NSA, Sir Tim Barrow. Next round of Foreign Office consultations will be held in New Delhi next year. In Haryana, at least 8 persons have been killed in a horrific accident in Nuh when a bus on the way to Jalandhar from Mathura caught fire last night. 24 passengers have been seriously injured. They have been admitted to the nearest hospital. The tourist bus was carrying more than 60 passengers from Punjab and Haryana. In the Meteorological Department, IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest, central and eastern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are expected over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. These conditions have also commenced over eastern and central parts of the country from today. According to IMD, isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is very likely to continue over southern parts of India till the 23rd of this month. In Kerala, Met Department says heavy rain will continue in the coming days. Orange alert has been issued today in Palakkad and Mallappuram districts, and yellow alert in Thiruvananthapuram, Kollam, Pathanamthitta, Allapura, Idukki, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.